Hi, I was going to do my Sunday specials today, and then I thought, rather than pick out a few of you that have made me smile and laugh or stop and think, which so many of you do, I would like to thank and verbally hug each and every one of you, and all your mentions, all your support, and every single word of encouragement that you give me goes straight to my heart. So, thank you. Much love and hugs. And there is negativity too, but I don't care. I was told to kill myself. Have you thought of... is it wrong to kill yourself, and have you thought of it? Yeah, thanks for that. A squirrel sent me that too, which was bizarre. I actually know who that person is, really. And, not much I can say about that. That's one of five people that have come through and said that, and five of those people are actually three people, if you know what I mean. So, no worries. These things happened, and I seem to attract these pillocks, don't I? There's quite a lot of it that's been thrown like turds in my direction, but I've learnt to duck, and I don't care. Thank you to the people that backed me up on that one. In future, if I get anything like that, I'll just put it out there on my timeline and let people deal with it, rather than let it sit and fester in my soul. It's best just to keep on moving, and that's what I tend to do. Chemo 8 is tomorrow. Chemo 8 is my last, as you know, and I'm full of mixed emotions. I'm in one way terrified because the last one really kicked my ass. I was so ill, I left for 10 days. I was just... Ugh, and it makes emotional stuff much worse as well. And pain and just a blur. It's just a blur of hell. It was absolute nightmare. And tomorrow is set to start all that off again. So although I am, it's a good day. It's amazing. It's amazing. It makes me very emotional to think that I've got there. Because as strong and brave as some of you say I am, I kind of thought, will I make it? There's been times when I thought, will I fucking do this? Sorry about the swearing, but you know, there are times when you doubt yourself. It sends you doubt, and you doubt yourself to the core, and you then you have to stand up and say, nope, onwards, I can do this, and I know that I will, by Christmas, be feeling better. The first couple of weeks won't be fun. And there's people that think that I can just go back to being... just living my life as it was before and after chemo. And chemo's not the end of it, folks. There's an operation... which is going to be much smaller now because chemo has worked. And all you naysayers that say chemo is poison and that it doesn't work and that you're going to die anyway. Pardon my French, but fuck you, sideways, in the ass, with a javelin, without lube. And I mean that in an incredibly loving way. But I find it incredibly tactless and insensitive when people tweet like that because there are people... like me, and people who are much worse off than me, and people who have children with this on Twitter, just think of that for a second. And they make hard decisions about the care required and about the ordeal that this is, and it does work. I see it every single day, and as a commercial says here, there are as many people surviving and getting through this now as people that are not. So you progress, and I feel incredibly lucky to have learned the lessons this has brought me. Life will never be the same, let me tell you that. But it has brought me as much positives as it has negatives. And that's a wonderful thing. And I'm rambling because that's what I do. But so I apologize for that. But yeah, after chemo, there's an op. And then there's radiotherapy, which I find out more on the 10th. I don't really know how much of that I have to have. But that's something new. And I'll deal with that when it comes, as you do. And I'm also going on a drug called tamoxifen, which I'm kind of, I stare at the box and I think, oh, well, you can just fuck off. I just don't want to, I don't want to take it. The side effects are just, ugh. And I'm the sort of person, if they say only one person gets this side effect, that's me. One of those side effects is that I'm a soprano, I sing. I haven't done a lot, obviously, since I've been ill, but it's my joy. It's one of my passions. And tamoxifen may rob me of my singing voice and change my voice completely. I may end up sounding like a man. I don't know. If it's huskier and sexier and I don't sound 12, then I'll take that. And even if I can't sing soprano, if I have to move to the altos or even lower, then if I can carry a tune, I'm still going to try. So whatever it takes. And the other side effect is that I may turn into a complete beached whale unless I eat, I don't know, 2 calories a day, whatever. I am not precious about my body anymore. People can take me as I am, and if I turn out to resemble a potato in a cardigan, then that's what I'll be, and people can just deal with it. It may affect my sex life, I don't know. I'm sure I'll work it to my advantage should the opportunity arise, and I'm just laughing at that right now. Anyway, I'm going. Now I'm blushing. I'm going, but thank you so much for all your help, people. And you're all wonderful. Have a hug from me. Bye.